My name's Herb Frazier. I'm the co-author of We Are Charleston, Tragedy and Triumph at Mother Emanuel.
First, let's get into just a little bit of the history. Everybody says Mother Emanuel. What's the history of that name?
Well, Mother Emanuel, because it was the first church south of Baltimore, so it's the first church in the South, so it's the Mother Church. And out of that grew Mother Emanuel.
Now, there's a passage in the book that says, without knowing the position of the church in the civil rights movement in the African-American community, that you can't fully grasp the meaning of what happened on June 17th. What did you mean by that?
This is a church that is not only well-established, but was very, very instrumental in the abolitionist movement, instrumental in trying to push against the Jim Crow, the civil rights movement in Charleston. So all of that history made Emanuel a beacon for Dylann Roof. Dr. King was here in Charleston in the early 60s to participate in a sit-in and marches to desegregate the lunch counters along King Street. You know, Dylann Roof had an opportunity to visit other targets as he drove from Columbia to Charleston. He passed Orangeburg, where there are two historically black colleges and other historically black churches, but he chose Charleston, and we pretty well can conclude that he targeted this church because of its history, not only its long history as the founding church in South Carolina of the AME denomination, but also the pivotal role that Emanuel played throughout the civil rights movement with other churches here in the Charleston community. So we're always going to be there for Mother Emanuel. The community will be there for the church. And within time, this too will be another episode in the history of the church, and we'll look back at it and we say that the church survived this one as well.